With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Boston Celtics have taken a 2-0 series lead over the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Jaylen Brown would match his playoff career high with 40 points last night as the Celtics beat Indiana 126-110. Boston would run off 20 points in a row in the first half to take the lead for good. They would get 23 points from Derek White and Jason Tatum, while Drew Holiday had a double-double with 15 points and 10 assists. Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 28 points. Pacers down 0-2. They will host games 3 and 4 on Saturday nights and on Monday. Stanley Cup playoffs last night, two overtimes as Edmonton defeats Dallas 3-2. Edmonton wins game one of that Western Conference final. Coming up tonight, the Stanley Cup playoffs continue. Eastern Conference finals, the New York Rangers and the Florida Panthers. 7 o'clock on ESPN. Florida leads the series 1-0. A historic decision yesterday. The NCAA and the nation's five biggest conferences announced yesterday that they have agreed to pay nearly $2.8 billion to settle a host of antitrust claims, a monumental decision that now sets the stage for a groundbreaking revenue-sharing model that could start directing millions of dollars directly to athletes as soon as the 2025 fall semester. NCAA President Charlie Baker, along with the commissioners of the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, the Atlantic Coast Conference, and the Southeastern Conference, released a joint statement saying they had agreed to settlement terms. They called the move an important step in continuing reform of college sports that will now provide benefits to student-athletes and provide clarity in college athletics across all divisions for years to come. This decision means that now colleges can directly pay their student-athletes. Class A State Baseball Tournament starts today at Sioux Falls Stadium, wraps up tomorrow. 8 teams make the state tournament, usually 4, but now they've upped it to 8. It starts at 11 a.m. this morning as the 1-seed Harrisburg takes on number 8 Yankton. That's followed by the 4-seed O'Gorman and the number 5-seed Rapid City Stevens at 1:30. The night session starts between number 2 Lincoln and number 7 Roosevelt at 5 o'clock. That's followed by the 3-seed Brandon Valley and the 6-seed T area just after 7. Class A semifinals will be played at noon and 2:30 tomorrow, with the championship game scheduled for 6:30. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, they have fired their head coach, J.B. Bickerstaff, despite Cleveland improving in each of his 4 seasons and also overcoming numerous injuries this year to make the second round of the playoffs. His dismissal came a week after the Cavs were eliminated by Boston in the Eastern Conference semis. This is while playing without their 2 best players, All-Star guard Donovan Mitchell and center Jarrett Allen. And that's a look at your sports this morning. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.